This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So as we're seeing the devastating images coming out of Turkey and Syria, I just wanted to share a few thoughts. Number one, your dua, your prayers, your supplication. So if any of you who are in those affected areas are watching this, our prayers are with you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you through this. May He alleviate all of your suffering and have mercy on your loved ones and protect you from any further harm. Allahumma ameen. A reminder to everyone to please, you know, make sure that you spend some time making dua for your brothers and sisters. This is devastation on another scale. And, you know, just the last few hours speaking to people who have family members back there or trying to locate their family members in Turkey and Syria, this is really devastating. And I think that it's important for us to recognize that this isn't just a one-time incident, that there were previous conditions. You know, you're talking about displacement and bombardment and all of the hardships, especially the people of Syria, were already facing. And this only compounds it. Pray for them. Make a lot of dua for them. Make dua for them collectively. Make dua in your masajid for them. Make dua as an individual. Let this push you to pray qiyamul layl and to pray for them in your qiyam. Make dua as a family. Very simple duas, easy duas, in whatever language that you can. One of the duas from Ma'ruf, one of the early imams, rahimahullah ta'ala, Allahumma aslih ummati Muhammad, Allahumma farrij an ummati Muhammad, Allahumma arham ummati Muhammad, Allahumma aslih ummati Muhammad, Allahumma farrij an ummati Muhammad, Allahumma arham ummati Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just praying for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify the affairs of the ummah, to protect the ummah, to alleviate the suffering of the ummah, to have mercy on the ummah. Keep these du'as handy, inshallah ta'ala, and make these du'as sincerely from the heart in whatever language, and let it push you to do qiyam. Again, qiyam in your masajid with your families. Keep them in your du'a. The amount of time that you spend scrolling through the devastating images, and I recognize that the images are overwhelming and that you can start scrolling and forwarding. The amount of time that you're doing that, even as you're doing it, make du'a for them, but the time that you spend making du'a is the best time spent in regards to this. Secondly, when it comes to your charity, I would recommend that you support organizations that were already working on the ground in Syria and Turkey and in surrounding areas. There are many trustworthy organizations, alhamdulillah. Support them all. Do not belittle your act of charity. Whatever you can give, resist the temptation of shaitan to say, you know, well, I don't know if it's really going to get there or not. Do your part and give to organizations that are trustworthy, that you've done your best, you know, research in regards to, and trust your judgment and put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then give generously. This is not going to be a short affair. There's still a lot to be done here. Just like when we talk about the Pakistan floods and then Afghanistan and Bangladesh and what that'll look like. Look, rebuilding infrastructure takes a long time. So they will need our charity, inshallah. If you can connect your masjid, your institution, to this, then do so. If you can team up between your masjid or your institution, or have a group in your community team up with one of those relief organizations, then do so, inshallah ta'ala. So do not forget your brothers and sisters in your dua. Do not forget them in regards to your charity. Try to be thoughtful about the pre-existing conditions and what this means in our world, where people who are already displaced, people who live with poor infrastructure, people who already are suffering due to many, many conditions that are totally avoidable, how this is compounded for them. So try your best to eradicate those conditions as well. Assalamu alaikum.